Well, I have to present this next story to you. I'm obligated.
You have no choice.
As a Salinan. Of course, this is my hometown, the all-American city of Salina, Kansas. We had some chaos recently.
Uh-oh.
JetBlue passengers heard a loud bang as their plane dropped 30,000 feet in just 10 minutes forced to make an emergency landing.
30,000 feet in 10 minutes. So it's a bit of a plummet.
Yeah, it is, because it usually takes them about 30 minutes to get up to 30,000 feet.
Yeah,
right?
You always start the descent and, same thing.
Yeah, it's about 30.
Yeah.
So, they're dropping pretty fast.
Taking a bit of a dip. I'm guessing you felt that one in the bubbles.
So this is a flight from JFK in New York to San Diego. And they had to make an emergency landing in Salina.
How about that? Salina, is there anything it can't do?
No.
Does it have an airport there?
Well, yeah, we've talked about this. Their airport is very small, but they have one of the largest jetways in the U.S.
Go figure. What a strange little...
And that's because they used to have the B-2 come through there.
Yeah, I do remember you talking about this.
So that runway is still there, so you can, the president has, the Air Force One has landed there before. Some cool stuff goes down.
Well, it's an all-American city.
But then, when you get off the plane, there's no... Yeah, there's no jetway. You have to walk off the plane outside.
You bring up the stairs.
Your hair gets windswept. Maybe you get rained on, or you're walking on ice. Whatever the time of year, maybe it's muggy. Whatever. You go inside the thing, and you walk down this long hallway of people that are waiting for the two flights that come in and out of Salina every day. And then you pass security, and there's maybe one counter.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Maybe two counters.
I'm looking at the photos of the Salina Regional Airport. And I'm not going to lie. Without the airport, without the runway, just the front of it, it kind of looks like a Holiday Inn Express.
Correct.
Yeah.
A small one.
Yeah.
Easy to find parking.
Yeah. Guessing that's not a... They got a big American flag, although your lawn care could use a little work. It's a little rough.
Yeah.
Guessing not a lot of maintenance goes into the...
With a lot of weeds, growing up in the cracks and the tarmac and everything.
Yes. Just doesn't strike a lot of confidence in me when it comes to my airport.
Around 130 people were on board. The plane was forced to make the emergency landing after the pilot received warnings of a potential smoke alert. Some passengers reported hearing a loud bang. It plunged more than 30,000 feet in less than 10 minutes. A couple of them said it was a little intense. Fire crews charged down the tarmac. Oh, that's Salina's finest. As the Airbus A320 plane made its emergency landing, passengers were evacuated off the plane, making their way down a mobile set of stairs. It turned out it was actually a false alarm. The pilots received an alert that there might be smoke in the cargo hold, and they descended safely and landed without incident. But upon inspection, they determined that the smoke, it was false indication.
Huh. So there was no smoke. So it was just a smoke alarm went off.
Yeah, one of the passengers said that the pilot didn't know if there was any smoke, but they had to land anyway.
Mm.
The best part of the story is that in very Salina, Kansas fashion, Jason, the staff at the airport, and there's three of them, they ordered pizzas for the stranded passengers.
I love it.
From Pizza Hut.
That is the most Salina, Kansas thing ever, is that.
Yes, thank you.
Everyone gets pizza.
You wonder why we're an all-American city?
Yeah.
That's why.
Hey,
that's why.
You also have a Hertz rental car there. That's exciting. There's a Hertz.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, it's right there. It's a Hertz.
No.
No?
I think you just... I don't think so.
No, I see it right here.
I think you're wrong.
I think it's new. I don't know what to tell you.
Is AI putting a Hertz in Salina that isn't really there?
I'm telling you, I am on the Google page for... I've been scrolling through great photos of the Salina airport, and I do believe now this is right here. There's a Hertz. And at one point, the Thunderbirds, the F-16 Thunderbirds, the Air Force's answer to the Blue Angels, also landed at the Salina Airport.
Yeah.
Dude, this Salina Airport's where it's at. Although, man, the cracks in the tarmac are kind of alarming.
Yeah, just a few bumps.
Yeah, just no big deal.
Not gonna
hurt you. No big deal.
You're fine.
Yeah. Do you think when they landed, someone was like, where the hell are Salina?
Yes, I guarantee. They're flying from New York to San Diego. They're like, oh my God. To them, they might as well be in freaking Beirut.
Salina. And then they give them Pizza Hut. I hope it was a Meat Lovers.
I don't know if it was Pizza Hut, but I assume it was.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Meat Lovers from Pizza Hut, deep dish style, it's quality pie.
If they went high end, they would have gone to the Scheme. But Scheme is only open, I think, Wednesday through Sunday.
Saturday. Yeah, I'm sure you kept it basic.
Yeah, probably did.
Sure, that's a hut.
Little do those people know, had they gotten out of that airport and wandered through the town of Salina, they would have been pleasantly surprised at its arts scene, its restaurant scene.
You could have gone to Applebee's.
The people, the fine people of Salina would have taken great care of them. Mm. But it turns out they were able to fly back out and get to San Diego, which is probably way cooler.
A little bit better. I think anyone there was like, hey, you know what? I'll catch tomorrow.
This place is great. I'm going to go downtown, get a hotel, and see what Salina has to offer.
And then someone found out there wasn't another plane coming. They're like, you either get on this one and you're in Salinas for a while. So, like, all right.
Well, I had to.
I kind of want to now go to the Salina Regional Airport.
Well, fly in there.
Do you fly into Salina or do you fly in somewhere else?
I fly straight to Salina.
Do you?
It's just easier.
Yeah.
Because that way, because you can fly into Wichita. Yeah. Now,
what's
Shane, the ticket guy.
What's the drive from the next biggest one?
Well, Wichita, about an hour and 15 minutes. Kansas City, 2.5 hours. So you can fly into any of the three. But Shane, the ticket guy, recently went to Salina.
Really?
Because he was doing security for the big George Lopez show there at the Stifle Theater in downtown Salina.
I bet you that was a hoot.
So
that was
he
a big deal.
Well, the Stifle brings in some pretty good acts.
Yeah.
And so he texts me. He's like, what do I do? Where do I fly? I'm like, just fly straight into Salina. You'll thank me later. It's maybe a little bit more expensive, and there's only like two flights. If you get delayed, you're screwed till the next day.
But do it.
But just do that because it's just easier.
Because I have relatives that live in St. George.
And they do have Uber there. So.
And we fly into Vegas and then drive to St. George. Cause flying
How far
into
is that?
It's about 2.5 to 3 hours. Mm. But like flying into St. George is nightmare fuel.
It's small.
It's small. It's expensive. The flights are really, really inconvenient. And then you're in St. George. So we just fly to Vegas, hang out for a little bit in Vegas, make a quick drive over, and then go back. You can bookend the trip with Vegas. It's way better.
Yeah, Vancouver Ford text line reminds me of the movie Trapped in Paradise. That's right.
Trapped in Paradise? I don't know if I've seen that one.
Well, it's Paradise. I think what he's saying is...
I was thinking more of like a Doc Hollywood sort of thing where the young, hot doctor is driving through Salina. He breaks down and falls in love with a gal from Salina. And so instead of just moving to California and being rich and wealthy together, he stays and gives up his career to go live in the all-American city of Salina with the Midwest butterhog that he loves.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butterhogs.
I love those movies. You know, it's like that's what like every Hallmark movie is, except it's used the other way around where it's the gal, right? The gal is like in New York and she's making like $1 million a year. She's an exec, but she hates her life. And then she moves back to Salina or comes back to Salina for Christmas and runs into like the local guy who makes like, he whittles wood and he's like a widow and he wears a lot of flannel and looks like the brawny man. And she's like, you know what? This is all I need. I'm going to live here in Whittlewood with you and have babies and give up my career and everything that I've worked for. And then they live happily ever after. Hallmark.
It's a simpler life.
It is a simpler life.
The dying industry of late night family dining. Next, here's Buck.